this month. They enjoy God of great wonders. So our topic this morning is enjoying God's wonders. Enjoying God's wonder. Hallelujah. Enjoying God's wonder. Because the truth is that we have to enjoy God's wonder. That is what God has planned it to be. Praise the Lord. But we thank God that He's still doing it. The fact that you have not seen it doesn't mean that God is not doing wonders. Hallelujah. And I pray that we all experience it in the name of Jesus. You know, in order for us to enjoy God's wonders or manifestation of His power, when we talk about God's wonder, like I've said before, we're talking about the manifestation of His power in our lives, the manifestation of His presence. Hallelujah. So in order for us to actually enjoy it, we must have understanding of God's word. Hallelujah. We must have understanding of God's word. Let's look at the book of 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. The Lord is good. We must have them. See, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise the Lord. That means that for us not to be ashamed, we need to have the word of God. Because God is going to walk through His word. Praise the Lord. The wonders that God does is confirming His word, confirming His promises. That is what happens. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Praise the Lord. And I pray that the Lord will confirm His word in our lives in the name of Jesus. We shall not know shame in the name of Jesus. And also Psalm 1, I'm going to read 1 to 2. Hallelujah. We need to understand God's word in order to enjoy His blessing, in order to enjoy the manifestation of His power, in order to enjoy, you know, the wonders of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read it since Samuel is coming. Hallelujah. Psalm 1, I'm going to read 1 to 2. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. But if you go to 3, 3 says that it shall be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in a season. Go to 3, someone. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that 2 again. And I want us all to read it if you're open to that place. You know, so we have our phones. Well, let's read it together. Let it not be as if I'm the one that said it. We're going to read 1 to 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, let's go, 1 to go. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it shall be like what, a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever it doeth shall what, prosper. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So God is expecting us not just to study the word, but to meditate so that we have the understanding of what it is. Praise the Lord. Because that's the way that He will bless us. His blessing is confirming His word in our lives in the name of Jesus. And also in Joshua 1:8, we all know that, praise the Lord. It says, the book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, right? Hallelujah. So we are all used to that. So, you know, it's very important for us to be prosperous. We need to do what? Have the word. Understand, it's not just knowing it, praise the Lord. It's understanding what it is. And in understanding, how do we understand? By meditating on it. Praise the Lord. Meditation means reading it over and over. Reading it over and over. Until you get, you know, sometimes you're reading, you don't need to be in a hurry to say, oh, I want to finish the Bible. Because even if you finish it, you come back again, you are discovering some new things because God is giving you new revelation. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says that the word of God is new every morning. Even the scripture that you have read before, God can give you a new insight concerning that scripture. Praise the Lord. That is our God. That's why when you're reading it, you can spend, you know, sometimes I spend some time reading the Romans and reading it, reading as in my goodness. Because sometimes something strikes you that God wants to reveal the meaning. So that's why we must have the understanding. It's not just reading it through, but meditating on it, reading over and over so that you get the understanding of what. You know, as we read over and over, God actually helps us to understand it. The Spirit of God helps us reveal what it means to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, three things that we're going to look at. Have faith in Him, walk in accordance to God's word, knowing. So the three things here, enjoying for us to enjoy, for us to enjoy God's word, we must what? Know God's word, have faith in God's word, and walking in accordance to His word. Praise the Lord. We know that without faith it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. So we must have faith in God, right? We must have faith. The first one is that we must do have an understanding of the word of God. The second one is we must do what? Have faith in Him. And then the other one is we must walk in accordance with His word. Praise the Lord. You know, we read the book of 1 Samuel 30 from 1 to 20. But before we read that, 1 Samuel 13, 1 to 14. This talks about Saul. Hallelujah. Saul was the king at that time. And Saul disobeyed God. Praise the Lord. He disobeyed God's word that says that only the priest at that time could do the sacrifice. Praise the Lord. But he went ahead because he was impatient. But when he was confronted by the by Samuel, he said, "Oh, the people pressurized me. Hallelujah. So do it." But that is going against God's word. It's not on the place of a priest to do it. But he went ahead to do it. Sometimes we are caught up like that. When we are believing God for something, we are just so impatient that we say, "Oh no, somebody, I don't think I can wait for that." You know, you are looking for something else. You're looking for another plan, trying to pick another plan. Wait, God. He's still God. He's still waiting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So sometimes when we read the Bible, we're looking at Saul. How will Saul do that? We do that in our everyday life. Sometimes, you know, we're asking God for something and we are so impatient that we can't wait for God. But I'm here to tell you this morning, as we wait patiently on the word of God will do us good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to read 14 of that verse, but you can go home and read the whole passage. That is 1 Samuel 13, 1 to 14. I'm going to read 14, and I'm also going to read the book of Acts 13, 22. So 1 Samuel 13, 14, he said, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that with the Lord." Praise the Lord. Is that the end? "With the Lord commanded thee." Praise the Lord. He did not obey. Hallelujah. Amen. If we go back to read from 12, we see that he said, "Oh, it was the people that pressurized me." God is looking for people that we understand this word, people that we do according to his word. And I pray that God will give us grace to be able to understand and do according to his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to Acts 13, 22. Acts 13, 22. Acts 13, 22. I'm just going to read that from here. Okay, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, "I found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will." Praise the Lord. He said, "We shall fulfill all my will." You know, he said, I'm going to read that. So when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave what? Testimony. What is that testimony? That is the manifestation of his presence, manifestation of his power. He gave him testimony. Hallelujah. And said, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will. God said that about David, because David was somebody that, you know, whatever God wants, he wants to do it. Whatever you understand in the scripture, he wants to follow it. Praise the Lord. God will help us in the name of Jesus to do according to his will. So, knowing God's word means studying the Bible, meditating on it, like we have seen in the second Timothy 2:15. Hallelujah. Let's look at the Proverbs 7:2-3. Proverbs 7:2-3. We're also going to read Psalm 119:10-11. Hebrews 4:12. Hallelujah. He said, keep my commandment and live, and my laws as the apple of thy eye. Hallelujah. 3. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thy heart. Praise God. That's the word of God. Because it's very necessary that we have an understanding of what God is telling us through his word. You know, during the Bible study today, you know, I remember Brother Dickery saying something that the word of God, the reason why people are doing contrary to the word of God, because of what somebody has taught them. When somebody come, a pastor come and preach something that is different from the word, they do not understand, because they don't know the word of God, because they don't read the Bible. Praise the Lord. If you read the Bible, when somebody is saying something outside the word of God, then you don't understand, no, that is not what God is talking about. God didn't say that. Praise the Lord. Because a lot of people, God is going to use a lot of people to lead people astray. Hallelujah. Remember the story of the Bible that we read about Jehoshaphat and here they were going to the war. What happened? 400 priests, 400 prophets lied. Why? Because the lying spirit came upon them. But those are the ones that Ahab believed. But the one that was actually speaking the mind of God, he did not believe, because it was just one person. He said he's always talking about doom. He's always, whatever he said, no. Like some people in this our time, people want to hear about holiness. People want to hear about what? Prosperity. Prosperity, that's what we want to hear. If someone is preaching outside that, you know, like somebody told the pastor, if I sin, God will not hear me. I'm not going to say anything. I don't believe that. Praise the Lord. Because we are not studying the word. We are following, you know, whatever somebody tells us. No, we have it there. We have it there to help us. Hallelujah. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 4:12. Let's read that quickly. Hebrews 4:12. I think I'm going to go ahead then. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:12. He says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is the word of God. It's quick, powerful. That's why when you speak it, you know, when we speak the word of God in certain situations, it works. In all situations, not just in certain situations. Praise the Lord. That's why we say we should mind what we speak. Sometimes we use the mouth to call somebody. It can happen. Praise the Lord. Because the devil can work on that. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And also, let us look at Isaiah 66:2. We're going to read 5 and 6 too. Hallelujah. I want to let us know that God works wonders, irrespective of the time and season. He said, for all those things that my hand made, and all those things have been, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit, and trembled at my word. Praise the Lord. The one that trembled at my word. Word. Go to 5 of the same. We're going to do 5 and 6. He said, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, for he shall appear to your joy, and he shall be ashamed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us go back, because I don't think that we understood what that. He said, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Say, ye that tremble, you that have his word, you that hold his word in the highest thing, hear the word of God. He said, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, for he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be what? Ashamed. Hallelujah. So the word of God is powerful. Hallelujah. That's why we must hold the word of God in the highest thing. Six. He said, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendered recompense to his enemies. Praise the Lord. So our God can do anything. He will manifest his power in, you know, sometimes of us wonder what is going on. Why do I really have an enemy? Our enemy is the devil, actually. Praise the Lord. It's not the human being that is fighting. It's not the one that stepped on your toe. Praise the Lord. But, you know, sometimes I said, if you're fighting, if the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. Praise the Lord. So the devil is the enemy. That's why we must be very careful. He can use anyone. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just to destroy your testimony. Just to destroy your joy. The devil can use anyone. That's why when we have the word, when we have God, when we hold the word of God in our estate, God will fight our battles in the name of Jesus. He will fight. You don't even need to say God. You know, he said before he asks, he already knows. That's why he will fight our battle. That's why in the book of Job 2:1, he said, you know, look at, have you seen, have you seen my servant Job? Hallelujah. Have you seen my servant Job? When the devil said that it's because of what you have done, they know. The devil did not know that Job understood God's word. Job knew God. Job held God's word in the very highest. That was why. God defended, God told him, do not touch his life. You can touch everything around him, but his life, don't. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything happened to Job. Job never, you know, never caved in. Instead, he glorified God. I pray that the Lord will continue to fight our battles in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord will give us grace to be able to hold on to his word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm going to go to faith in God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have seen that in Hebrews 11:6. We cannot please him, we do not believe him, we do not have faith in him. You know, every one of us that came this morning, how many of you were not sure if the chair will fall when you sit on it? Was anybody trying to hold it and saying, Usher, are you sure this chair is good?
No.
Did anybody say that to the ushers today?
No.
Why? Because you believe that, well, the chair is good. I see that. I don't see anything wrong with it. And you sat on it. Praise the Lord. And you did not fall. You had faith that that chair. So we have faith in God. We have not seen God, but we have seen everything, the works of his hands. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why I say without faith, you cannot please him because you have not seen him, but you have seen the things that he has done. You know, faith actually causes the things that you do not see, the things that are impossible to become possible. That's why I say substance of things hope, evidence of things not seen. You have not seen it. But because you believe God, God causes it to come to pass. Praise the Lord. I'm believing God. Let me say, I'm believing God for this phone. I'm having it in front. I'm believing God that this phone will be here in front of me. Even though I've not seen it. But I'm believing that God, this is what I want. God, do it. I've not seen it. And God causes it to work, to come to pass. Even though I've not seen it, but I'm believing God, thank you for what you have done. Even for our help, we say thank you. And God causes it to come to pass. Even some things that are difficult in our life, that we think that there's no way. Because of our faith in God, God causes it to come to pass. Sometimes you do not need to even go and pray about it. Because God knows that you are somebody that holds his word in high esteem. He's always there with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even when you do not know that God is there with you. Praise the Lord. He said he will not leave you nor what? Forsake us. Hallelujah. That's why he's there. To fulfill his promises in our lives. To fulfill his purpose in our lives. Hallelujah. So we tell you, we should believe in God. Believe whatever his word says. Hold on to it. That's what Job did. That's what David did too. When we look at that story that our brother read from 31 to 20, he went to God. He didn't go to any other person and said, no, what do I do now? When the people were fighting against him, I said, what have you done? Because of you now, they've taken our wives. But God, one thing that God did not allow them to touch it, to kill his children or his wife. He said they want something, but they did not touch their lives. Praise the Lord. And it was God that caused that Egyptian for them to find that Egyptian. Praise the Lord. That led them to the people that took his wife and family captive. It was God that orchestrated it. Praise the Lord. Sometimes God is directing our path we do not understand. Hallelujah. But I tell you that thing that is happening, God is about to turn it around in the name of Jesus. Because our God is the God of faith. They didn't ask to believe that he can do it. The thing is, faith is believing that he is what he says he is. Hallelujah. Believe that he can do what he says he can do. I believe that the chair is strong. That's why I stand on it. I believe that if I come to this altar, I'm not going to fall in. Hallelujah. So also believe God. Praise the Lord. Because even though we do not see him, he is performing miracles. He's doing great things. Do we see the air that we breathe in? How many of us have seen the air that we breathe in? The air just goes in. And they say we breathe in carbon dioxide. Praise the Lord. How many of us have seen the air that we breathe in? Just see it's coming through your nostril and coming carbon dioxide. How many of us have seen that? But we believe. Praise the Lord. So that, why can't you believe that there is a God? Hallelujah. Why can't we have faith? If we have faith so much, hallelujah, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We can read the book of 1 Corinthians 2, 3 to 5, 1 Peter 1, 5 to 7. It is faith that makes us expectant. You know that for us to be expectant, I don't know how many of you are expectant. It's how I come to tell I'm expectant because I'm believing God for a miracle. So praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing me? I'm believing God. When I come to church, I'm expectant. Praise the Lord. Because I've come to receive from God too, just as we all have come to receive from God. Hallelujah. So I'm expectant. It is the faith, my faith in God, that will cause me to be what? Expectant. And it's that faith that will cause God to do what? To cause my expectation not to be cut off. If we establish that expectation, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:18. So our expectation shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus. Our lives were guided by faith, not by sight. We look at 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith and not by sight. If you're thinking of what you see, you want to, you know, sometimes as children, we're thinking, some of us are thinking, I want to be medical doctor, I want to be this. You ask, I remember a child that was asked, what do you want to be? I want to be, he said, I want to be a cab driver. So what he just is seeing, that is what he believes that he wants to do. Praise the Lord. And the child begins to grow up. He might not do that. He might decide to do that. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we dream, have dreams, big dreams, and say, oh God, this is what I want. And God channels you in that direction. Praise the Lord. Some people might say, oh, this is what I want to be. A child might say, I want to be, you know, like the child always said, I want to be the governor of New Jersey the other time. He kept saying, I want to be the governor of New Jersey. I want to be the governor of New Jersey. If that child continues by faith, God can do it. Praise the Lord. So we walk by faith. Do not restrain yourself. Do not confine yourself and say, because I cannot see it, I cannot have it. No. If you believe it, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. It will definitely come to pass in the name of Jesus. Another thing I want to say. Walking in accordance to his word. When you walk with God, you will align with his will. That's the truth. And you and your focus will be on him. You know, when we walk with God, we have to walk in accordance to his word. That means in accordance to his will. And what happens? We'll discover that our will be aligned to his will and we'll be focused on him. Hallelujah. So God's mighty power comes when God's people learn to walk with God. That's when his mighty power comes. When we learn to walk with him, his mighty power is unfolded in us. Hallelujah. So we must learn to observe. Deuteronomy 8:6 says, observe the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. Deuteronomy 8:6. Hallelujah. So I'm going to conclude here, but I want us to read, to open the book of, you can just write it down, 2 Chronicles 7, 17 to 18. It says, for you, if you faithfully follow me as David, your father, did, obeying all my commandments, decrees and regulations, then I will establish the throne of your dynasty. For I made this covenant with your father, David, when I said one of your descendants will always rule over Israel. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:6 says, the one who stays, he resides in God, all to us himself to walk just as Jesus walked. Hallelujah. So in conclusion, some of us know how to pray. We do not know how to live according to his word. Sometimes we can pray, but are we? I pray that the Lord will help us this morning by giving us grace to delight in his word. Let's rise on our feet this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Let's begin to thank him. Let's pray for grace. For grace. To believe every word that is written here in the word of God. Let's pray for grace to walk in accordance to his word. Let's pray for grace to search the scriptures, to study the word. Let's pray for grace to meditate on the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none that can be compared with you, Lord. Our heavenly Father, even at this time, O Lord, give us grace, O Lord. Give us grace, O Lord, to study your word. Give us grace, O Lord, to go according to your will, O Lord. Give us grace, O Lord, to have faith, O Lord, like never before, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Father, you that make it possible. Possible, O Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, O Lord, this morning we have come before your throne of grace, O Lord. As many, O Lord, that desire, O Lord, your power upon their lives, O Lord. Father, manifest your power upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Manifest your power, O Lord, in the name of concerning that thing that one or two persons have believed in you for. Father, cause it to come to pass in their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that the word of God that we have heard will do us good this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. The Lord is good. Let's have our seat, please.